What's up, everybody? This is Jordan Rossler and Derek Ambrosen from the Dynasty Builders Podcast, part of the DLF family of podcasts.
Each week, we use film analysis, rookie breakdowns, ADP, analytic tools,
and a dose of humor
to ensure that you get actionable and practical advice from each and every episode to help you build a dynasty.
Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dynasty Game Night, a member of the DLF family of podcasts. I am your host once again, Rocky Petrella, at Dynasty FF Addict on Twitter. And we got three great contestants for you tonight. I will start on my right on the screen. Michael Bauer, Dynasty Rewind. Mike, how you doing tonight?
How you guys doing? I'm good. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. And our next contestant is maybe not as familiar a name unless you're a Trade Addicts listener, but he's active on Twitter. Not a podcaster himself, but very, like I said before the show, very smart guy. I'm very happy he's playing tonight. The Jake Earl. Jake, how you doing?
I'm good, Rocky. Thanks for having me on tonight, man. I appreciate it.
And our last contestant from the Monocle Dynasty podcast, John Arrington. You may know him better as Dynasty Coach A. John, how's it going?
Pretty good. Yeah, I don't think too many people know me by my like full name, at least on Twitter or via podcasting or anything like that. So definitely better going by Dynasty Coach A.
Yeah, I'm just going to out myself. Like a half an hour before the show, I even asked John. Like, I just want to make sure it's John Arrington, right? I don't want to get your name wrong on the show.
What's funny is I said my full name on a podcast like last week, and it probably is the first time I've said my full name in a couple of years or something like that on a podcast. And it felt really weird at the time, and I really wasn't sure, but it was so you could listen and know my full name and not have to ask me.
No. There you go. I think even when you're on Trade Addicts, I think it might have just been John or Coach A or whatever. But yeah, we got, as usual, we got three games for you tonight. So I will list them off, and then we'll get started. So the three games we have are two pretty classic games, and then one I came up with for this episode. As always, we have a name game. We also have one I haven't done in a while, which is just a classic trade game. And then we have one that I am calling Shooting Stars that I will explain when we get to it. So as the one non-podcaster here, Jake, I will let you have first choice of the games.
Let's try your new game.
Okay. I thought you might go that way. So the idea behind this is I'm doing it. There's three positions, not quarterback, but the other three positions. And I'm going to give you sort of a benchmark. The idea is basically guys that you would not have been necessarily starting regularly, but that had their shining moments, you know, hence the shooting star a name. So, for instance, I will let you know. So for the first one, what it's going to be is it's running backs who did not finish in the top 24 in points per game and had at least one 20-point PPR game last season.
Oh God!
So it's this kind of thing for all three positions. I did not do quarterback because it was kind of hard to find a benchmark where you weren't getting guys like that. Everybody, I was trying to do it so that it was more lower end guys that you might have to come up with. Even if I made the cutoffs kind of high, low, you were still getting like Matthew Stafford was be the answer. Baker Mayfield, that's no fun. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go round robin. I'll start with Jake since he picked the game. I have a feeling this one might be a little difficult, so I'm giving everybody basically two strikes. You get two wrong, you still get to stay in. Once you get your third strike, you're out. And the way we're going to score it is You will get 2 points for winning the game, but you'll also get a point for each name you get right. So if you like, if the other two guys go out and you can rattle off three more names, you'll get 3 more points. I did one of these like that one time. I think it's a little bit of fun twist to it. And I'm not sure how many you're going to be able to do anyway, because like I said, some of these are difficult. And I'm even going to tell you, there's 24 of these guys. So that's how many we have. Wow. Again, not top 20. Oh, and in terms of points per game, I eliminated anybody who played 5 games or less. That was mainly so you couldn't say like Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle for the tight end one that I think would have accounted. Okay, so I think that's everything. So, Jake, we will start with you. Can you name a guy who did not finish this basically as an RB2 in points per game and had at least 120-point PPR game last year?
I can think of one, but I don't know if he played in 5 games or not. Joe Mixon?
Joe Mixon.
I know he had a 40-point game, but I don't know if he played 5 games.
I think he played exactly 5 games.
You know what? I don't have him on my list, but I think he may have been in. Yeah, the. Hold on 1 second here. Let me just.
Maybe it was 4 games.
Maybe that game put him in top 24 in points per game.
Yeah, that's the thing. He played 6 games, but that made him top. That he didn't make the cutoff,
yeah, so okay. Makes sense.
So he was in the top 24 in points per game, therefore by my 5 game criteria, that's what it was.
Oh, it's top 24 in points per game. I thought you were saying top 24 overall.
Yep, no. So it makes it even a little more difficult because there are. I will say I think there's probably a few guys you might think of as an RB2. Who don't actually qualify as an RB2 when you do it by points per game. So that, like I said, I feel like this one's going to be difficult. It could be a quick one where everybody's getting them all wrong. But I figured I'd try it anyway. So technically that one was wrong. So you get an X there, but you're not out of the game. Like I said, so we go to John.
Ronald Jones.
Where did my sheet go? Ronald Jones is not on the list, I believe, because he also finished as a top. I'm just confirming because I also he's not on the list. Sure. I just want to make sure I'm giving you the right. Yes, he was RB22 by points per game.
Oh, wow. Close.
So we got 2 X's already. That's what I thought might happen here. That's fine, too, because my game nights always seem to go long. So if we get this one over in 40 minutes, I'm cool with it.
So these guys are outside the top 24, correct?
Yes, they had to be outside the top. That's the idea. They weren't dependable starters or maybe even starters at all, but they had that one shiny, that shooting star moment where at least one where they potentially won a week for you maybe with a 20-point game.
I don't know if he had a 20-point game or not, but what about Savon Ahmed?
Savon Ahmed.
He had a couple solid games down at the end of the year or in the middle of the season. I don't remember exactly when.
That he did. Week 15, he had a 20-point game.
Nice.
Look at that.
So we get our first correct answer.
By the way, I was high on him coming out of Washington, and people said I was crazy, but look at that. Week 15 last year.
There you go.
He would have got a 20-point game. So
he got you into that championship.
Yeah. Not that I did anything when I got into the championship, but he got me there. You know what I mean?
So that's, and like I said, you also accrue points just by getting right names, 2-point bonus for winning the game, winning the round. So that's 1 point for Mike right now. So
this is a tough one though.
It is. They're all, like I said, I had a feeling this is going to cook quick. That's why I gave you 2 strikes and see if maybe we could at least get some of these guys. At least we get the hardest game out of the way first. I guarantee this is the hardest game.
Oh, man. So it's back to me, right?
It is back to you, Jake. Sorry, yes.
Oh. Zach Moss, did he have a 20-point game there, I think? He could have fallen into the end zone a couple times.
He did in week 8.
All right.
And he was not top 24 in points per game.
Nice.
So that's a point for Jake. And we go to John again.
I promise you I'm not copying. I'm sorry. Was it Earl?
Jake.
Jake
Earl, Earl, right? Is his name.
Okay, so, that's yeah. what I'm sorry.
Two first names.
Yeah.
I promise I'm not copying, but I was actually thinking Devin Singletary before he said Zach Moss. So I don't know if that counts or not.
Devin Singletary not on the list.
Oh no!
I believe that's because he didn't have a 20-point game. I'm trying. It's hard to find him on this other list I have, but.
I know he had some the previous season, but maybe he didn't last year.
Yep, I just found him on my other list. 18.7 was his highest game last year. This is just vanilla PPR scoring. So he's close, but no cigar, John. So that's a second strike for John. One more and you're out. Like I said, I expect this to go fast. So, Mike, can you come up with another one? You have no strikes. So.
I know he had a good game. I think he had two receiving touchdowns, maybe, or at least one. What about DJ Dallas?
DJ Dallas is correct. There he is. Week 8. Mike's good at this.
Basically, what you should just be saying is, Mike, list some crappy running backs that you liked last year, and they're probably on his list.
Who did you draft, Mike? Can you send me, like, can you DM me your draft list from last year?
I'd love
to know the right answer.
So apparently over at the Dynasty Rewind, our thing now is liking guys that were drafted in like the sixth round or later. They all got cut on cut down day. You know what I mean? But here's the thing, you know, not to toot our own horn. We talk about all your big guys. You know, we talk about Jamar Chase. We talk about Najee Harris. Of course, we're going to touch on that stuff. But the guys we quote unquote love, these are guys that we spend a little bit more time analyzing. Like, why does Nate like Puka Williams so much? Why do I like Kylan Hill so much? Because nobody's talking about these guys, but yet in week 14, when you're scrambling for waiver wire pickups, like DJ Dallas, like Savon Ahmed, you know what I mean? We know who these guys are. It really gives us an advantage. We're starting early. So I'm going to think about another crappy running back here and see what I can find out.
This is Mike's specialty, was crappy running backs. Who knew?
It really is.
Okay, Jake, that's back to you now.
All right. What about Benny Snell?
Oh, I like that. Benny.
He had some good games really early.
It does not appear he's not on my list. He did not, I believe, because he obviously wasn't a top 24 point per game running back, so he must not have had a 20-point game. He's not on there, though. I'm trying to find him on the other list so I can confirm, just to let you know. But he's not on there. I'm 99% sure that I'm correct in that. I just can't find him, so I can't tell you what his highest score was. Because I just have a long list of names from a website on the other screen. I'll let you know when I find him. So, John, it's over to you. So that's two strikes for Jake, unless I find Benny Snell and I find out I'm wrong. 19.7, Jake.
Oh my God! Oh man,
that's insane.
Game.
Couldn't have caught one more pass.
All right, I think I finally got one. I've been pretty close here, but I've been shooting a little too high, and I think Latavius Murray,
weeks 4 and 12. Like I said, you said that one, then he actually had two. There's a few guys on here who had more than one.
Don't call it a comeback.
And still didn't finish in the top 24 points per game. So, yes, Latavius Murray, correct answer. You stave off elimination there with that one because you and Jake both have two strikes to Bauer's zero. Can he do it again? Three in a row.
So, I know he missed some time, which actually might help with the whole, I don't know, what about Miles Gaskin?
Gaskin is not on the list. Yeah, he was pretty good. He was too good in points per game.
I think he definitely had
20-point game. Yeah, because he had that huge game that won people championships. But yeah, the missed games don't affect points per game really. So
right.
he was actually, once you take out McCaffrey, he was 10th in points per game.
Okay.
So Mike gets his first strike. I'm glad we're at least getting some. I was worried we'd just go around to get 9 wrong answers. So that didn't happen.
Oh, I think I know a team. I just have to pick the right name.
So yeah, it is to you, Jake.
I don't think he got 20 points. What about Raheem Mostert?
Raheem Mostert. Week one. Did qualify. Nice. He did not finish as a top 24 back in points per game.
Got that out of the way early.
So, yes, Raheem Mostert is a correct answer. That's 2 points for Jake, 2 points for Bauer, 1 point for John. And John and Jake both still with two X's. So, got to get this one right or you're out for this round. We have two more positions we're doing, John. So, you got a guess here?
Man, I have like three teams I'm looking at. And kind of like Jake was saying, it's just like narrowing down the running backs. But I'm narrowing it down to two teams, man, but it's both Pirine brothers, and I don't know which one to choose. I feel like there's a Samashi and a LaMichael in there, but I don't know. I'm going to go with Samaje Perine.
Samaje Perine, week 16.
Oh, look at this guy.
So, yes, he was on the list. So that is a another point for John. I think everybody has two now. So you're all tied. Mike with one less strike. Back to you.
What about Mike Davis?
Mike Davis is not on the list because, again, that's the reason he scored too high. He would have been even – he is a lot lower in points per game than he finished on the season, but he's still 20th. Everyone with two strikes now. Next wrong answer eliminates a person. So Jake, back to you.
Yep. Did Cam Akers get one in at the end of the year?
Cam Akers, week 14. Yes, he did.
Oh, wow. I would have guessed he was in the top 24.
Yeah, everyone thinks of him as being too good. Yeah. He was not scoring for like 10 games. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that was a good guess.
So Jake stays alive and actually takes the lead with three. So, John, back to you.
All right. I feel like this one's close, but Wayne Gallman.
He's on my list, by the way.
Did not make the list.
Oh, no.
I like giving you guys the reason, so I'll search for him while Mike either answers or thinks of another guy for a minute. Trying to find Wayne Gallman on here. Wayne Gallman, highest point game was 19 points last year. He was outside the top 20. Yeah, no, a lot of your wrong guesses have been close, you guys. Yeah, you're doing better than I thought on this, actually.
I have one last guess here. Jamichael Hasty.
Like I said, I have to keep toggling between screens for this one. Jamichael Hasty, not on the list, which actually eliminates Bauer, who had the early early run there. Yeah, so he's not. I'm pretty sure that's just because of scoring. I'm not going to search for Jamichael Hasty. Sorry, Mike. Jake, so that means your turn. See if you can grab another point here or get knocked out. Gus Edwards is not on the list.
Must not ever got there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he never hit. He's definitely outside the top 24. I know that. Highest game was 18.3. So, yep. So, John, that means you actually, as the last one left, will get this game. But you can also try and run some off here.
I already had the three strikes, I think.
No. You got it right last time when you still had two strikes, I think, didn't you?
No, you got it wrong. I said
Wayne Gallman.
Oh, you said, okay. I was thinking Mike is a Gallman. Okay, so then that means Jake gets the game, and he already had the most points for that game, and he gets the two bonus points for thank you for correcting me there. He got the two bonus points for the win, so he gets 5 points there. You do get the points, you know, for the guys you got, so it's 5-2-2.
I may be drunk, but I'm not a liar.
I appreciate that, John. Thanks for straightening me out there. So we'll go on to the next position, which is wide receivers. Very similar, just a little higher bar here, actually. Wide receiver who was not in the top 24 with at least one top 25 – I'm sorry, one 25-point game. So, again, points per game, not top 24. We're going to rotate around who starts each round. So, John, you will start this one. Just before I start, I guess I'll just give you a few of the more recognizable names you could have gotten on the running backs. Melvin Gordon, Nyheim Hines, Todd Gurley, J.D. McKissick, Leonard Fournette, Darrell Henderson, and Gio Bernard was one I thought you guys might get because he actually did it four times. But maybe I don't know if you might have thought he did well enough. But after Mixon went down, he actually had some good games. So
yeah, I just assumed he did too much. Same thing with McKissick. I actually thought of McKissick like right away.
That's what I was saying. Hines too, I think, is an RB two if you go by total points for the season. But he did not finish top 24 in play. That's what I was saying. It's kind of deciphering who qualifies as an RB2. It's just as much of in points per game versus two, because we always think in total points. It's just as much a part of this as figuring out who had a boom game 1 week. So anyway, back to wide receivers, John. Top 24, not top 24, had a 25-point PPR game. And there are 26 of these guys, actually.
Okay. The first one that popped in my head, so I'm going to go with it, is Gabriel Davis.
Gabriel Davis. He is actually – I think that's a really good guess, but he's not on the list.
Oh, no.
I'm guessing
never,
it's
because – Never go with your gut, 25. Folks.
Yeah. Yeah, despite him having some good games, his highest was only 17 points even.
Okay.
So that goes to Mike. One strike for John.
I'm going to go with Darius Slayton.
Is another good guess. Is it a correct one? Week one. He did it once last year.
Wow.
Yeah, good guess. I mean, once. 25 points is a pretty high bar, too. So, but yeah, he did it week one. I kind of remember that. I think he had a 2-touchdown game week one against Pittsburgh, I think it was.
Yeah.
So over to you, Jake.
T.Y. Hilton?
T.Y. Hilton.
I feel like he went off against Houston and nobody else.
Weeks 13 and 14, actually. He did it two weeks in a row after not doing much all season. So good guess there. So 1 point Jake, 1 point Bauer, John with the strike. So John, back to you. Are you muted?
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize I was muted. I was talking.
Yeah, it looked like you were talking, but I was like, I wasn't sure if you were just thinking or if you were meaning to talk, we weren't hearing you.
No, my bad. I said I was looking at this list of teams, and I'm just trying to think of like who could possibly get 25 points but not be in the top 24. I feel like this is more difficult than the running backs, but I am going to just guess here. Willie Snead, 25-point week. Did that happen?
Willie Snead did not.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he did not. I'm fairly certain. So, yeah, he didn't have a 25-point game. Certainly not because he was in the top 24. So,
No, he was not top 24. But I just felt like maybe I'm thinking of the previous year, but I felt like he had like a huge week.
He does. Something. Yeah, he does seem to have some kind of boom week like once a year that nobody is ever starting him for. So I get it. But yeah, he didn't make the list. So back to Mike.
I'm going to go with Travis Fulgham.
That is a good guess and a correct guess. Week 5.
Yeah,
I believe that was the Steelers game.
Yes.
So Travis Fulgham is a correct answer. Another point for Mike, and we go to Jake.
He might have finished top 24, but Tyler Lockett?
Tyler Lockett did finish top 24. He is not on the list. So that gets you your first X. John is fighting to stay alive here.
Yes, I am.
Can he come up with the correct answer? The good thing about this is you at least you're likely going to get some points between the three games. You already have two, so you did not get shut out no matter what.
Thank God. I don't know. All I can think about are like top tier wide receivers or just complete garbage wide receivers. So I don't know. I'm going to say David Moore.
David Moore is not on the list either. Oh, yeah, no, he's not on the list. I'm sorry. No, definitely not on the list. So, yeah, didn't hit that threshold. I'm going to let Mike, just do whatever he's doing. I'm just curious if I can find David. By the way, Willie Snead had a 23.4 point game. Oh, I just found that one. So he definitely had that kind of game you were thinking.
I felt like he did.
It didn't quite get to 25. Yeah, 25 is a pretty high threshold. But yeah, I'll look for David more while Mike answers the next one. I'm curious.
So I think he had this big game for the 49ers when Brandon Ayuk was out. Richie James?
Ooh, that's a great guess. James. He had a huge game.
Yeah, I don't think he did much else.
No, he had the one game and everyone lost their minds and added him with all their fab and everything, and they did nothing else after that.
That's another one I'm going to have to look up because he's not on my list. So I'm going to start searching these guys by name. So Jake, for now, that's going to be a strike unless I see something different. But Jake, it's back to you.
Let's see. Only thing I've got written down, so I'll go for it. Tim Patrick. I don't know if he got all the way. I don't know if he had a 25, but.
But you know what, Mike? I thought you were right, and I just must have not put him on the list. He is correct.
Nice.
Yeah, because I looked it up against, I think it was Green Bay, 9 for 184 and one touchdown.
That happens when you have to actually do research for some of these games that you actually.
And then looking at the rest of the season, his highest output aside from that is 4 catches for 56 yards and no touchdowns.
Yeah, he had a 33.4 point game. Jake, I'm sorry. And so, Mike, I think you got 3 in a row to start here. Again. and Jake, I missed because I was doing the Richie James thing. What did you say?
Tim Patrick.
I like that guess because he was solid. I just don't know if he had enough of a boom game anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know if he had enough.
Like I said, that's why I double check all these. I am showing he did not. I'm going to double check it for you, Jake, just to make sure.
Solid, though. He was a great pickup. You know, especially if you didn't already have him in dynasty leagues, he was a great pickup off the waivers because he saved me in a couple leagues.
Yeah, I remember starting him for quite a few games last year.
Oh, yeah.
23.3, actually. Was
man.
So, yeah. So that one's wrong. That's an X for Jake. And we go back to Mike because John already got his third strike. Sorry, John.
Thanks for reminding me.
Jake's got 2.
I'm going to go with Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown is not on list, which should be your first strike unless I screwed up again. But I'm pretty sure that one's correct. I don't think he hit it. But Jake, in the meantime, you can think or answer while I search Antonio Brown just to confirm. And yes, his highest game was 20.3. So that's an X for Mike, his first one. And Jake's got 2. He's got 1 point. Mike's got 3. This one has been a little tougher than the than the running backs. You guys were scoring a little more on the other one. So yeah, that goes back to Jake. It's just Jake and Mike, and then if Jake can keep this alive, otherwise Mike gets the win for this round.
Here's a name I want to say, but I don't. It was 2 years ago. It wasn't last year. Sammy Watkins. That wasn't last year. He got hurt in week 1. He didn't go crazy like normal.
Yeah, he usually. I think he did. Didn't he have a good week 1 though? I thought he did, and then maybe he got hurt at the end.
I think he had a decent. Like he had like 3 catches, but got hurt in the second quarter. So you can tell me if I was wrong.
I think he did.
Who's Corey Davis?
Corey Davis is a correct answer. Week 13, he did not make it. I think probably a lot of people might think of him as a wide receiver too, top 24, because he had a lot of nice games last year. But yes, he did not finish top 24 game, and he did it in week 13. He had I don't have the exact totals, but he had a 25 point. David Moore never had more than 18, by the way. I was frantically searching that up. So Jake stays alive and gets another point. Back to Bauer with 1 strike. So he's still in no matter what happened here.
I think KJ Hamler had a good game.
That is a very good guess. KJ Hamler. but apparently he did not have a 25-point game. As I'll confirm while Jake either thinks or starts talking, but I'm fairly certain that one is correct.
I know this guy had a good game because I remember people going crazy trying to steal him off taxi squads, but I don't know if it was good enough. Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Donovan Peoples-Jones is not on the list. So that's third strike for Jake. Bauer has two. He can try and add to his total. Like I said, you can if you want to see if you can rattle more off before you get a third strike.
I got one more that I could think of. I don't know if I'm saying his first name right. I think he played for the Patriots last year. Damir Bird.
Damir Bird is correct. Week 11.
Wow.
You can keep going, so you got one run to get your third stray.
That's all I got, though.
Don't even want to take a guess? Add some
just taking a stab, shot in the dark. Can't think of the guy's name, though, all of a sudden. What about Braxton Berrios? Did he have any 25-point games? You never know if they're...
That would be kind of hilarious if he did, but he did not.
Okay. Right. Did he even play?
I think he did, yeah.
That does end the run there. Bauer gets the win for that one, and he got four right, so that's 6 points, which brings his total to 8. Jake got 2 points for two right, which brings his total to 7. John, sorry. So it's 8-7-2. Remember at the beginning of this when I said this game might be quick? And we're now like a half an hour in. Anyway.
So was Sammy Watkins on the list? Was I right to guess that?
He had his highest game actually was week one. I looked it up when you were talking about it. He must have gotten hurt late because it was 21.5, and that was his highest game of the year. Giving you two guys two strikes might have been the problem here because that's what's been, I think, making it take longer. But these are hard, so I felt like it was worth doing. Last one's tight ends. And this is very just outside the top 12, so points per game, with a 20-point game. And this is with 1.5 tight end premium.
Okay.
So, Mike, you start us off because, it's like I said, we're going round robin. And we alternate who starts. Jake and John already have, so it's to you.
Wolf, first of all. What about O.J. Howard?
O.J. Howard. He did not. O.J. Howard did not have a 20-point game, even with the premium. So that's the first X.
This is a tough one, I think.
Yeah, this is. I saved it for last because it was the toughest one. So that's to you, Jake.
Foster Moreau? Might be going too far back. I know he was a vulture at one point in time.
Yeah, I think Moore is first year. I think last year was the second year, and he's not on the list either. So, strike a piece. Go to John. Your first guess. I think John's going to kill it this time.
I sure hope so. It's not looking too great. I'm going to say Drew Sample.
Drew Sample, and that is a good guess because he had that one game, I think, where Uzumah got hurt and he kept getting peppered.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
But he is also not on the list. So, oh, yes, man. The tight ends are definitely harder. This might be the one that goes quick and we just get a bunch of X's. So, Mike, back to you.
I don't know how to say his last name, but Albert O from Denver.
Albert O also... not on the list.
Oh, Quigbenom.
Is that how you say it?
That is
that one I'm curious about because I know he did have some nice games. But no, nothing too big. His biggest game was 13 points. So that's two X's for Mike. And we go to Jake.
Harrison Bryant?
Harrison Bryant, week 7. He did do it. So... That's 1 point. Somebody finally got a point in this in the tight ends. So, John, that's over to you.
I'm going to go with Mo Alie-Cox.
That is a good guess.
That is a good guess, but also an incorrect guess.
I've been getting a lot of those for some reason.
And that's another one I'm curious about because I could see him having one of those games, so I'm searching him up. But it's back to you, Mike. 16.1, by the way, was his biggest
I'm going to guess Irv Smith.
Let's see. Irv Smith, is he on the week 15? We had another one. Mike gets a point. Mike has two X's. John has two X's. Jake has one and is up.
Dawson Knox?
Dawson Knox. Definitely not top 12. And he did not make the list.
That was the first name I wrote down. So I guess
I like the guess. But I get it. But yeah, he did not. Another one I'll look up. 14.7. So not quite 20. So Jake gets an X. Back to John. Everyone now with two X's. We can hopefully get this game over soon because, like, as always, my game night's going super long already. So,
all right. I'm between two because I know I'm about to get eliminated here. So now I'm tilting. But I'm going to go with Adam Trautman.
Adam Trautman did not make the list. Sorry, John. he flashed here and there, but I never think big enough in one, you know, multiple times in one game enough to come up with the 20 points, even with the premium. So
be mad if it was the other guy.
So Trautman is wrong. That's a third X for John. Mike, back to you.
What about Eric Ebron?
You know what? I think I remember looking at this when it happened. I'm going to.
That was the first name I thought of.
He's not on the list. And I believe it's because he actually might have been top 12, or else he may not have hit the 20 points.
Okay.
Yeah, Eric Ebron. No, he did not. He did not make the top 12. But his highest game with a 1.5 premium was 18.7.
Okay. I'm out on that run then.
So, yep, that is Seth Bauer's third X, which means Jake. Yeah, you're down, just so you know, you're down 9-8. You would have to rattle off two, or I'd have to come up with a tiebreaker if you get one right.
Don't I get
two points for the win. Oh, no? So you actually have this. You don't even have to say anything.
All right.
Do you want to guess just for the fun of it? Because, yeah, you actually have 3 points, which gives you 10 to Bauer's 9, so...
Oh. We're close, man.
Cole Kmet.
You don't get anything wrong for you don't get any minuses for getting it wrong. So now Kmet was not on there.
No.
I'll give you a few and then we'll move on to the next game. Because that was your third X anyway. Dalton Schultz, Hayden Hurst did not finish in top 12 points per game. Jonnu did not finish top 12 in points per game, did it?
No.
Gronk, Jimmy Graham.
Wait, Gronk, really? See, I was actually like, oh, maybe Gronk. But then it's like, no, nah, because, you know, he's definitely finishing up there, right?
Damn it. Him and Jonnu. I assumed both, but man.
Because Gronk, had those Gronk was 13th in points per game. Of course he was. Jonnu was 16th. So, yeah, a lot of these guys are right on the edge there. Higby, Trey Burton, Dan Arnold.
Of course.
yeah, Don. Darren Fells was on the list.
Oh, man. So Dan Arnold was the one that I was going in between with him and
Travis. Oh, really?
Yeah. So I quit. I'm gone. I'm
So Jake gets the first game. He's up 1-0 in games. And like I said, I'm going long. This stunt's going well over an hour. So since Jake picked the first game, I'll just move over here to John, and I'll let you pick the second game. Sometimes I'll let the winner pick, but Jake already picked. So, John, do you want to go name game, or do you want to go with the trade game?
Well, just from listening to the show previously, I know that I'm not very good with the name game, and I'm already behind, so let's go with the trade game and catch back up.
Okay. Trade game will work very, very simply. I'm going to give you a player. I actually pulled these, most of these, from an episode I did of Junkies a while back, where we talked about some polarizing players. So I decided to use some of those guys. And I'm just going to give you a name. Each of you have to come up with a one-for-one player. Whoever gets closest in value gets the point for the round per the DLF trade analyzer. So you also cannot use same position, and you cannot use draft picks.
Okay.
So, and these are all based on 12-team PPR Superflex tight end premium settings in the DLF Trade Analyzer. You ready? Okay. I'll give you the name. John will go first, and we'll go around. We'll keep rotating like we did the last game. The first name, Tua Tagovailoa. I need a one-for-one trade. Get as close. Try and get as close in value as you can.
Can't be the same position.
Can't be another quarterback. Because one-for-one trades in the same position are stupid.
That is very true. That's a good point.
And just for the record, guys, if you end up being way off, if you get basically double digits up, you know, in terms of points off on the trade analyzer, you're doing well. So if you get a 90, that's good. So I'm sure on many of these, because you guys will get like you know, the triple digits. That's just the way it goes. Was that T. Higgins you said?
Yep, T. Higgins.
Okay. John says T. Higgins. So where are you at, Bauer? Who are you going for?
I actually picked Cortland Sutton.
He could be hit or miss depending on how people are feeling about him, or how DLF's feeling about him, I guess.
Yeah. And what about you, Jake?
Robert Woods.
And Robert Woods. Okay, so after all that about the double digits, none of you were particularly close. But the winner, I will go, I'll tell you, Robert Woods, Tua has a value in the trade analyzer of 450. Robert Woods is at 172.9 for a difference of 277.1. Oh, wow. Sutton's at 184.9 for a difference of 265.1. And he's at 243.5 for a difference of 206.5, wow. But that still gets you the point, John.
I like it.
Okay, so John gets the point for the first one. Go on to the next guy, which is, and we'll start.
Strikes then, right?
This is just, whoever gets closest, then we move on to the next guy. Whoever gets closest, got it. So I believe we're with John there, so we'll go to Bauer for this one. And it's Joe Mixon. So can't use another running back.
And the format is Superflex, correct?
Yep, 12-team PPR Superflex tight end premium.
I'm going to go with Joe Mixon. Let's think this out here. Joe Mixon, a lot of people are down on him. So Superflex, maybe you can get like a wide receiver two, maybe get like a lower tier quarterback, right? But every quarterback is more valuable in Superflex. So thinking about wide receivers, I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp.
Okay, he says Cooper Kupp.
TJ Hockenson.
TJ Hockenson for Jake. Okay. And John.
I thought it was going to be easier being third this time, but honestly, I got nothing. I'm trying to think of something. Joe Mixon, who has been undervalued and then overvalued and then undervalued again. And...
yeah, these are tough. I suck at it. I'm fairly good on this show and when I played, and I suck at trade games. So I'm right there with you guys. And I'm good at trading. I'm just bad at judging the DLF trade analyzer.
Yeah, that's tough. I'm going to say Brandon Ayuk.
Okay. You guys did better this time, especially as a whole. But Cooper Kupp was at 175.1 to Joe Mixon's 356.6. So that's a difference of 181.5. And Ayuk was at 268.9 for a difference of 87.7. So Jake gets the point because Hockenson was at 301.4 with a difference of 55.2 points.
Nice.
Yeah. And just in case I didn't
tight end premium.
Yep. In case I didn't say before, over or under, higher or lower, doesn't matter. It's just absolute value. So 55. I think you were all under Mixon's value according to this anyway. So that's 1 point for Jake, 1 point for John. We'll go on to the next guy, which is David Montgomery. And Jake, I think believe we start with you this round. So,
all right, let me think. Like a middling, a low running back two. Ugh. Well, actually, so I'm gonna go with Jaylen Waddle.
Jaylen Waddle. I just realized how Russ does this so quickly. I'm trying to find guys in the drop down. You can freaking type them in. Anyway.
Oh man.
So Jaylen Waddle is Jake's guess. So John, you got it. What's your guess again? Not same position.
This was Superflex, right?
Superflex, tight end premium, yes.
I don't know why, it just popped into my head. I'm gonna say Derek Carr.
Derek Carr for David Montgomery. Let's see. There he is. Okay, Derek Carr and Mike.
I'm going to go with Mark Andrews.
Andrews. It's so much easier now that I realized I can type them in. okay. So, David Montgomery is 296.3 in the DLF trade analyzer. Jaylen Waddle is at 145 for a difference of 151.2. Carr is 189.1 for a difference of 107.2. Mark Andrews is 306.5 for a difference of 10.2. Nicely done. Oh. after being last on the first two guys.
I gotta admit, I took a cue from Jake there. You know, we had a middling running back here, like Mixon and Montgomery, and you know, he went with Hockenson. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm gonna pick someone who I value around Hockenson. So I just kind of took your cue, and I was like, worst case scenario, I don't get a point.
Okay, and we only have two more guys, so this is just a five-player thing. I actually had six, but one of them was Brandon Ayuk, so I'm not using him now that he was guest. I don't think you guys have done this, but I should have specified this. You cannot use the same player because now you have an idea of his value. So anybody that was mentioned, you can't use, which you haven't done, thankfully, already. So the next guy is another quarterback, Jalen Hurts. And I believe we're back to John. Has to be a non-quarterback.
Oh, man. Hurts is tough because I don't even know if dynasty players know how to value him, much less DLF. Yeah.
I'm with most of them. I don't know how to value him either.
Eagles fans don't know how to value him.
Yeah, exactly. And now the stash is here. So
mania, I'm here for it.
Oh man, I feel like he could. I don't really do trade calcs all that much. Even though I created one. But I don't actually use them all that much. But I really feel like he could be extremely high or extremely low, and there's no in between, at least as far as I'm concerned. So I don't know which way to go. But I am going to go with Oh no, he got hurt, so I can't probably. They probably dropped his value to just about nothing. Sorry, I'm gonna go with Aaron Jones.
And Mike, to you.
I'm going to go with Ezekiel Elliott.
I'll tell you how happy I am. I do not have to like look for these guys anymore. And then I realized I was stupid for the first two or three players. Jake, so that's your guess.
I'll go CeeDee Lamb.
Wow, you guys did well on this one. Jake, sorry, you were actually the worst. Jalen was 418.1 in the analyzer. CD is 507.6 for a difference of 89.5, which isn't too bad usually, and would have won most of the other rounds we've done so far. But Zeke is at 437.9 for a difference of 19.8. Aaron Jones is at 418.4 for a difference of 0.3.
Wow. All
right, then.
That one.
I completely pulled that out of my ass. I was thinking of J.K. Dobbins, and the last second Aaron Jones popped into my head, and I was like, oh, I'll go with him.
By the way, J.K. Dobbins, I think, is actually – I don't think they've updated it. Yeah, J.K. Dobbins in the – I saw this when I was looking – when I was putting the names in earlier. J.K. Dobbins is – probably not been updated because he's at 427.5, so he would have been super close as well. He would have been within 10
points. That was my original guess, but then I said, you know, he just got hurt, so they probably dropped him, but I guess not.
Yeah, so that's another point for John. person. So it's two for John, one for Jake, one for Bauer. If anybody else besides John gets this one, I'll have to come up with a sixth player real quick, because it would make it a 2-2-1. So, but the last guy I have is Kyle Pitts.
Does he even have a value? It's just infinite, right?
Yeah, I think so. So I believe we're starting with Mike. I think John started with Aaron Jones last time.
I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford.
Okay, Jake, goes to you, Jake.
I'll go with Najee.
Najee for Jake. Okay, Najee Harris. And John.
I'm going to go with Ja'Marr Chase.
Really smart move by you two going with the similarly drafted rookies there.
yeah, that's kind of my thought. And hopefully they haven't updated for the preseason drops.
Yeah. So Stafford was way off. Pitts is 528.1. Stafford is at 326 in here. So it's a difference of 202.1.
Wow.
Ja'Marr Chase, 400.7 for a difference of 127.4. Najee, 573.7 for a difference of 45.6.
Nice.
So Jake gets the point.
Now we got a tiebreaker.
Yep, 2-2-1. So I got to come up with the sixth guy. Let me scroll through this list real quick. Okay, so we're going on to a tiebreaker here. The guy I came up with is one of my guys, if you listen to me, a guy I love, Diontae Johnson. We will just do Jake and John because that's the tie. So you guys each come up with somebody. I don't remember who started the last one, so I'm just going to say, John, you're going to start this one, and then Jake.
Oh, man, I was kind of hoping you're going to let Jake start.
No, go ahead.
And remember, it cannot be a wide receiver.
I know, because you said Diontae, and then a wide receiver popped in my head. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's it. No, oh, nope. Okay, can't use that one. Oh, shoot. Diontae Johnson and Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith. Okay. And Jake.
Jared Goff.
So, Diontae's at 234.6 in the analyzer. Goff is at 154.9. Jonnu's at 88.4, ooh, which means Jake was closer. Jake wins. And Jake wins the night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's up 2-0. So we're going to be playing the name game just for fun. So it was a difference of 79.7 for Goff, 146.2 for Jonnu. Even with the tight end premium, at least the analyzer is not valuing him too high. Yeah. So we'll go on to our name game that we're doing just for fun. And I guess for pride for you other two guys here, maybe you can pull out one win here. So the name game, if you're not familiar, is basically I have a player name, and there's a theme, which there is tonight, which is the two phrases, the one with the theme or, you know, the name of the player have to overlap by at least one syllable, not by one letter. People get that confused sometimes. I'm trying to think what I did last time. Like the last one, I think we did Disney characters as the theme, and one of the answers was Lightning McQueen Benjamin. So that's an example of how this works. One flows into the other. It's as I like to say, it's a little bit of like a Wheel of Fortune before and after sort of. And how it'll work is I will give you the division of the end position of the NFL player. And the theme tonight is actually sport team names that are not football. So, like, this isn't one of them, like Phillies. The city is not part of it in any of these answers. So, Phillies, something like that, Flyers will be the answer. And what I'm going to do is give you the division and position of the NFL player and a prominent player for that other sports team. Most of these I tried to make it current. Some of them they didn't have a prominent enough player, so I did older, you know, a well-known former player. I'll let you know I think you'll realize which ones those are, but I'll let you know which ones. There is one that it could be confusing because he's also active, but in his sport. And so then once I give that to you, if you think you know it, you buzz in by saying your name. If you get it with it, you can also get a hint to the NFL player or a hint to the NFL, I mean, the non-NFL sports team name. With one hint, with no hints, you get 3 points. One hint, you get 2 points. Both hints, you get 1 point. And then obviously if nobody gets it, nobody gets a point. I think that's everything. So I will give you the first clue. The first clue is NFC South running back and James Harden.
Jake, the Leonard Fournette.
Yes. That is the correct answer.
This shows how much basketball I know. Was he on the Rockets at some point? Because I was thinking of the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking Rockets, and I'm like, okay, that just can't be the answer.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I'm starting to think all the muting that I do on Twitter of all the different sports is actually coming back to bite me in the butt now.
Yeah, that was the one thing I was worried about is how well you guys might know other sports. So this might not go well, and if it's not, we'll just run through it quickly because this game doesn't even count. So the next one, so it's a point for Jake. Next one is NFC East wide receiver and Mike Trout. And I don't think I said the one thing I think I left out earlier. If whatever I say first always comes first in the answer. So the wide receiver would come first in this case. If I would have said Mike Trout, the team name would have come first.
I would probably need a hint, honestly.
Yeah, I'll take a hint.
Same.
I'm surprised. I thought this was one of the easier ones, actually. But which one do you get? You guys have to agree with what you want the hint on. Do you want it on the team name?
I have no idea what team Mike Trout's on.
Yeah. Oh, it might not even help because the clue I was giving, I don't know if this is going to help you or not, was the city that the team is in, which is Los Angeles. That's the team name clue.
Oh man. Cole Beasley, L.A. Dodgers. That was probably a little too much poetic.
Yeah, that was a little more poetic license than we allow.
Yeah, there we go.
So, NFC East or AFC East?
NFC East.
Oh, NFC East. Okay, I thought you said AFC East. That's why.
I'm pretty sure I said NFC East. But
you probably did. I've been drinking. Okay.
You guys
said yep. I definitely Jake. Did. I was looking through all the teams trying to like, nope.
Kenny Galladangels?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh. Nice.
I could have swore Mike Trout was a Yankee, so that one got me again.
So the next one. Let's try and get through these quick. And this is one of the former players. This is the former player I said that's also active. So this is what his original team. Okay, he's still in the NBA, but this is the answer is his original team. It's Russell Westbrook and NFC North tight end. Because his original team has a bunch of junk on it and nobody would recognize any of those names.
What was the division again?
NFC North tight end.
Jake. Jake, Thunder Jake, Smith.
The sweep. Thunder Smith, that is correct.
Oh, nice.
You guys haven't. I'm just curious. Are you other guys struggling with just the name game in general, or you do not know other sports besides football at all?
I just don't watch them anymore.
I'm not real great with them either. That's why I tried to come up with the guys that I felt were well known enough that you might know. I knew most of these guys were on these teams, so that's what I figured. I'm not a huge follower of the other three sports at this point, but. I am actually just going to skip the next one because I think you guys have no chance at it. and it doesn't count anyway. Maybe after the show, I'll see if you guys would have gotten it. But the one after that is NFC West quarterback and Nelson Arenado. Cool. Which if you guys didn't know what team Mike Trout was on, you probably don't know what team Nelson Arenado was on.
I don't know who that is.
Exactly.
No, but I'm kind of proud of myself inside my head because I did think of the Angels with Trout like in the beginning, but I just wasn't confident in it. And then you said LA and I immediately thought Dodgers and I was wrong. So
Jake, do you have any idea or should we just move on from this one too?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'll give you the team name hint, which is St. Louis. NFC West quarterback and St. Louis. not a lot of St. Louis teams, so I thought maybe that would get it to you.
Should.
Okay. I will just give you the answer, and we'll do a couple more, and then we'll be out of here because this is painful so far. But no.
I'm not good at this stuff. I'm not going to lie.
This one was Derek Cardinals.
Oh, I had it backwards. Like Cardinal, I got nothing.
This one is another one. You guys will probably not know the player because you do not know this sport, but NFC North tight end and Jacob DeGrom.
I know his name. I do not know what team he plays for.
Cole Kmetz?
Yes, Cole Kmetz.
I had no idea, but it just fit.
And I'm going to do my last one, and then I skipped a couple. I skipped two, I think. I'm going to do the last one. AFC East wide receiver and Cal Ripken. Obviously, that's a former player in this case. Because, again, I didn't recognize any players. And clearly, if you don't know who Jacob DeGrom and Mike Trout play for, you would not know anybody on this team.
Who? What was the division?
AFC East wide receiver and Cal Ripken. Or I guess I should say Cal Ripken Jr. I pray you guys know the team. No?
No.
My God, this was a horrible theme to do with you three guys. Really I'm curious. Was. My other option was to do TV characters. Are you guys good with TV?
I think I would have done
that
much.
I should have done that one.
That would have been good.
Russ told me not to. He said we haven't been doing well with pop culture name games recently. So he said, try this one. I said, I have these two. Which should I go with? So I'm blaming it all on Russ.
That's the way to do it.
Baltimore.
I know.
And it was player first.
Player first. AFC East wide receiver and Baltimore Cal Ripken.
Is it Elijah Baltimore?
Oh, that's pretty good, but I don't think that's right.
The guy you said would work, but that is not the correct answer.
Oh, it'd be Elijah Memorials.
Yes, that would be an accepted. The one I actually had was Nelson Aguilarials, but but Elijah Memorials would work as well.
I don't know why, but I was thinking of last year's player.
Did you guys really not know who Cal Ripken played for?
No. I knew that it was the Orioles the entire time. I just could not. I was not thinking about Nelson Aguilar at all.
Okay, so once again, a painful name game. Thankfully, it didn't count for anything, and we were able to go through it in like 10 minutes. So, but congratulations to Jake. Jake wins the night. Jake, you will actually be back, as I mentioned before the show. There's going to be a tournament of champions, so you'll be included in that. I don't know when it's going to happen, but you're definitely coming back, so be prepared. So I guess since you won, we will let you sign off first. I guess you can give the people your Twitter handle, anything else you want to say.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at the Jake Earl. Like we mentioned in the open, I don't really do anything else. You can catch me on there. You know, sometimes when the Trade Addicts guys run up short, I pop in over there. Other than that, I had a lot of fun and look forward to coming back.
Yeah, and we enjoy it very much when you do, Jake, when you pop on the Trade Addicts. So, John, I'll let you go next. Just give everybody your info, where they can find you, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'm Dynasty Coach A on Twitter. You can catch me and the Contender Connection on ContenderConnection.com, articles and all kinds of fun stuff. You can also check out my Patreon. Have a bunch of nerdy stuff there that you might like, including that trade calculator that I was talking about that I just created recently. But, I mean, a bunch of other stuff, but that's basically it.
Okay. Thanks for coming on, John. I appreciate it. And we'll finish off, Mike, with you. Just plug all your stuff. Let everybody know where they can find you and all you're doing.
Sure. You can follow me on Twitter at RewindCEO. I'm the host of the Dynasty Rewind. I promise if you listen, you will not have to participate in the name game. That was pretty tough. I gotta admit, I'm not good at stuff like that. So we're all Dynasty all the time. Pretty much it. Go live Tuesdays at 9 o'clock, and then our podcast is available Wednesday morning. Check out our YouTube channel. I think the guys are uploading stuff like every day of the week, except for the weekends. So 5 days a week, almost every day of the week. Check us out.
Yep. Everybody check them out. It's great stuff over there. Great stuff with the John and the Monocle, and great stuff with Jake just in general.
Congrats, Jake.
So I want to thank again all three of you for coming on. I'm glad we got through that game quickly, and hopefully the next one will go better. Until next time, everybody, we're out.